This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So look, it can't be all work when you're working from home, and it can't be all learning when the kids are distance learning. So Universal Studios has a plan. Its cinematic releases, we have learned, are going to go straight to streaming, beginning with Trolls World Tour on April the 10th, the day it was set to open in theaters. Films that are in theaters right now, Emma and The Hunt, for instance, might be available for streaming as early as Friday. Great for consumers. Really not so great if you're a theater owner here or internationally trying to stay in business during a pandemic. Marketplace Jasmine Garst has that one.
The Invisible Man, already in theaters, is one of many Universal titles that will be available on streaming.
He's not dead. He has figured out a way to be invisible.
For about $20, you can watch it at home. But will people pay that much? Mike Hodel is an analyst with Morningstar.
What the studios are banking on is that going to the theater costs you probably three or four times that amount once you factor in all the stuff you buy at the concession stand plus the ticket price.
Hodel says some movies are still better left to the big screen, action films like The Fast and the Furious, which Universal postponed till next year. But Trolls World Tour could be a good test. It's aimed at kids who, you know, might just be driving parents forced to work at home a little crazy. University of Miami's Professor Arun Sharma says,
it may be a good strategy for them to just do experimentation and see what works. And at the end of this, they may have a sense of what the volume is. Is the price point the correct price point?
He says if Trolls is successful in homes, other studios might follow suit. But what does that mean for movie theaters? People were already staying home and streaming. Will they want to go back out after this?
They want to be free. They want to socialize. We are human beings who do not take kindly to being confined.
Analyst David Tarsh focuses on travel and leisure. At some point, he says people will want to head back out, get some popcorn and a really good seat. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.